Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we are pleased to welcome back to our studio Catherine Gagnon, the music director of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. Welcome back, Catherine.
Mike, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you. And back in the fall season here, as we're getting ready for another season of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. This is a big one, though.
It is. Actually, the orchestra was founded in 1966, so that makes 2016 our 50th anniversary.
Wow. I now, see, you don't, but I remember 1966, so it's interesting that the orchestra has survived and doing very, very well 50 years later. Early days of the orchestra, was it about the same size as it is now? Or?
It was a little bit smaller. The orchestra was actually founded by George Lowe, who worked for the Warwick Public Schools, and it was a kind of a continuing ed program for students who had graduated from Warwick and surrounding communities. And it was a little bit smaller than it is currently, but it has grown steadily over the years, and we're doing quite well. We have about 60 members at this time.
60.
Yeah.
That's enough to keep track of. Keeps you busy, I guess.
It does.
Now, as music director, are you also always the conductor?
I am. And for this upcoming season, I'll be leading the orchestra in all of the instrumental selections. We will have a guest conductor coming in for a portion of the holiday series.
Okay. Well, great. And it's the kind of orchestra is some professional people, some doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs, as they say.
Absolutely.
As well?
Absolutely. We have, we like to say we have people from all walks of life. We have members ranging in age from 13 to 90 plus.
Wow.
And yeah, and we have, folks from pretty much any occupation you could possibly conceive of. Additionally, we have some folks who are teachers in the area, music teachers, professors of music, retired professors of music. So we really span a lot of different ability levels.
So there's no age restriction as such, I'm guessing, when you say 13, so that people just audition and make it? And
absolutely. We are open to students who are the traditional students under 18 years of age. We just need to know a little bit about their background and their playing ability. And if we have a spot opening in the orchestra, they're more than welcome to join us.
Okay, well, I can hand people things if you need any assistance. You know, like that's my musical experience instrumentally. I can hand somebody a music book or something. So if you need that, I'm in.
Oh, well, we always need an auxiliary percussionist or two.
Auxiliary percussionist. All I have to do is be in rhythm then.
There you go.
Okay.
Hand somebody a mallet.
Now, your concerts are going to be coming up in a couple weeks, October 15th. And 16th, but two different locations.
Correct. Our fall series, we're titling it this year Flashback to 1966, and we will be at the Scottish Rite Auditorium on Broad Street in Cranston on October 15th at 7:30, and then the very next day, on Sunday, October 16th at 3, we'll be at the Shapiro Auditorium at Tollgate High School, Centerville Road in Warwick.
Okay, and for those of you just trying to figure out shrine. Where is that? Where's Rhodes on the Patuxent?
It's a lot of
old timers in the front part of that.
The front part, the Scottish Rite Auditorium on the left as you turn.
As soon as you turn in to go down the street to Rhodes, where the ice cream stand used to be.
Oh, okay.
I have to give Rhode Island directions once in a while. All
sure
right.
thing.
So the music is going to be a flashback to 1966. Does that mean it's going to be, you know, all Buddy Holly, or what is it?
No Buddy Holly this time around, but we are going to be doing a selection of pieces that the orchestra performed in its very first season from 1966-67, and then we will have a variety of selections that were at the top of the charts at that time, and also a commissioned work by a native Rhode Island composer, Peter Dutilly, called Jubilee, and it will be a narrated and musical reflection on the history of Rhode Island and specifically the city of Warwick.
All right. Sounds like something to look forward to. So if you'd like to get information about this, you do have a website that people can go to find out.
Absolutely. It's www.wsori.org.
WSORI.org. All right. And then you can get information as to the exact locations, the times, and how to buy tickets and things like that right there on the site.
Absolutely. Our general admission is $10. And children 12 and under are always free.
What? $10?
That's all.
Well, that's not going to help you much.
Well, we try to keep our fall and our spring series particularly accessible. This year, our holiday series will be a little additional for general admission due to some of the larger venues that we're using.
All right. Well, great. Let's get to some music. And going back to 1966 style music, what are we starting with?
Well, we're going to start with one of the very first pieces that the WSO performed. I should say that it was actually called the Warwick Civic Orchestra back in those days. But in the very first season, Ballet Parisien, which was a selection of tunes from Offenbach ballets and operas. And so we're bringing it back this year.
Here we go. Certainly familiar music to our audience, and great to hear that. And that was one of the first pieces the orchestra played back in 1966.
Absolutely. They played it in an arranged format, and we have subsequently played the famous Can-Can from Orpheus. It is actually the final movement of Ballet Parisien, so we will be playing it in the arranged format that the orchestra played originally.
Excellent. And if we're lucky, maybe you would be turning around doing the Can-Can as you direct
it? I'll probably have to practice that a little bit.
All right. Well, work on that, and let's get to some more music. What else are you going to be playing that night?
Well, the third and fourth movement of Ballet Parisien involves a really great waltz from Orpheus, as well as a gallop from La Vie Parisienne.
Thank you. last piece definitely a little more relaxing than the first two.
Absolutely, but yeah. You know, got to have a little variety in
right.
there.
It gets me kind of dreamy and nice and comfortable here. All right, let's see. So we're talking about the concert. It's going to be October 15th and 16th, and we can squeeze in one more piece of music before we take our first break. What do you have here?
Well, the orchestra will be also performing another selection from the very first season, and in that first season, they did an arrangement of Hopak by Mussorgsky. We have come a little ways in 50 years, so we're actually going to be performing the full version, the original, and it's a terrific tune. What I brought you today is the finale section of Hopak, which is a very lively country dance.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Catherine Gagnon and the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. Back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Catherine Gagnon, the music director of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra, talking about their 50th anniversary season and the concerts that are coming up on October 15th and 16th. We'll talk a little bit more about specifics of that, but Catherine, you're also going to invite some people to join you in these concerts.
Absolutely. Part of our mission is really to reach out into the various communities of Rhode Island to try to engage not only musicians, but new audience members. And as such, for our fall series performances, we have already invited students at the high school level in the cities of Cranston and Warwick to join us for several selections on this fall series concert. So we're really looking forward to having some of those young musicians join our ranks for the fall.
And if people listening that know students in that area, they can get in touch with you through the website?
They can, or they can also speak to their school orchestra directors who have all that information.
Oh, excellent. So in each school, the orchestra directors are already tuned into this.
They are.
Excellent. All right. Now, we talked about music from 1966, not necessarily that was written in 1966, but might have been played or listened to at that time. And the first segment, we listened to three or four pieces that the orchestra played back then. And now we're going to get to a little more, I don't want to say stretch, but this was something that was popular in 1966, that's for sure.
It was, and actually in that first season, it was, I believe, in 67, in spring of 67, the orchestra also presented an arrangement of selections from the musical Camelot.
Wow, Camelot?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. And so we have some to listen to now. And this is from the cast recording, right?
It is. These are from the original recordings. Of course, you know, you'll recognize the wonderful voice of Julie Andrews for sure. And
I thought you were going to say Richard Harris.
I believe it is Richard Harris in these recordings as well. But we have three selections.
You didn't say wonderful voice of.
Well, he was terrific, but I have a soft spot in my heart for Robert Goulet.
Okay, all right. Let's listen to Camelot.
It's true. It's true. The Crown has made it clear. The climate must be perfect all the year. A law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot. And there's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot. The winter is forbidden till December. Exits March the 2nd on the dot. By order, summer lingers through September in Camelot. Camelot, Camelot. I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but in Camelot, Camelot, that's how conditions are. The rain may never fall till after sundown. By 8, the morning fog must disappear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot. Camelot, I know it gives a person pause, but in Camelot, Camelot, those are the legal laws. The snow may never slush upon the hillside. By 9 p.m. the moonlight must appear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot.
So that was obviously Richard Harris, not your favorite Robert Goulet.
It was.
Okay.
We'll accept that for today.
All right. Robert Goulet is coming up momentarily. I have a Robert Goulet story, believe it or not.
Do you now?
You know, I have a zillion stories, but my quartet was performing in Ottawa, Canada. Mm-hmm. And in between concerts, we were up there for several days. And in between, our host said, would you like to visit Parliament? So we said, oh, that would be very cool. So in we went for a VIP tour. Where normal tourists can't go, and we're actually in the House of Parliament. And he said, you know, the acoustics in here would be great. Why don't you sing a song? So we did. And at that point, he told us that the only other person to ever sing in House of Parliament at that time, up to that time, was Robert Goulet. So it was my quartet and Robert Goulet.
That's pretty snazzy.
Yeah, pretty cool. So that's my memory of Robert Goulet. And seeing him in Camelot was a treat, certainly. And also, I believe he used to come to the Wallack Musical Theater back in the day. So some old-timers in this area might remember that.
I certainly wouldn't be surprised.
Wouldn't be surprised. All right. So Camelot is a favorite of yours, I presume, or
yes.
You wouldn't have chosen to do it.
Yes.
And is the music choice completely up to you?
It pretty much is. You know, I sit down, well, this program actually I began thinking about approximately a year ago in order to try to come up with a really compelling 50th anniversary season, and thought it would be a really great thing in our first concert of the year to really pay homage to the starts of the organization and the orchestra. And we still have several members of our orchestra who were founding members of
from
the group. From 50 years ago.
So you got to be as old as I am.
Oh, no, not so much.
Oh, not quite as old as I am. All right. Okay, cool.
Young at heart.
All right. Well, then let's get to another piece of Camelot music. And now will be your favorite, right?
I'm pretty sure.
All right, here we go.
If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in summer, I never would go. Your hair streaked with sunlight, your lips red as flame, your face with a luster that puts gold to shame. But if I'd ever leave you, how could it be in autumn? How I'd leave in autumn, I never would know. I've seen how you sparkle when fall nips the air. I know you in autumn, and I must be there. And could I leave you running merrily through the snow? Or on a wintry evening when you catch the fire's glow? If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime? Knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so. Could it be in springtime, knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so? Oh no, not in springtime, summer, winter, or fall. No, never could I leave you.
Amazing Robert Goulet singing If Ever I Would Leave You. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that get that little tingling feeling when he sings.
Absolutely.
All right. You know, WCRI is very happy to be a part of lots of art groups as they try to get their message out and their music out or their shows out, whatever it happens to be. And a few years ago, we developed a nonprofit situation where people like the Warwick Symphony Orchestra could come in and perhaps not afford to pay normal advertising rates. So we kind of said, let's help out the community a little bit, develop this nonprofit rate that we're doing, and start this show called Conducting Conversations. Well, that was about 12 years ago, and now hundreds and hundreds of shows later, here we are. And I know that it is a help. Lots of organizations are always thanking us and so forth. But it takes way more than that to put on an event like you're doing. So the $10 per person isn't covering, is it? Is it?
Not quite. Okay. Not quite. We really are very grateful for all the support that we have received from your radio station as well as others. This year in particular, we have just terrific sponsorships as well for our full season. And so we are very grateful to the Belize Auto Group as well as Greenwood Credit Union and the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts for their support of our expanded programming for this very, very special year.
It takes a village, right?
It does.
Okay. All right, let's get back to the music, and we have one more piece of Camelot music, And you mentioned you have one of your favorite female singers, right?
Absolutely. And you know, just a wonderful career that Julie Andrews certainly had over many, many, many years. And this piece is just pure fun.
Okay, we'll listen to The Simple Joys of Maidenhood and then take a short break and be back with more of Catherine and the Warwick Symphony Orchestra.
Saint Genevieve, it's Guinevere, remember me. Saint Genevieve, I'm over here beneath this tree. You know how faithful and devout I am. You must admit I've always been a lamb. But Genevieve, Saint Genevieve, I won't obey you anymore, you've gone a bit too far. I won't be bid and bargained for like beads at a bazaar. St. Genevieve, I've run away, eluded them and fled. And from now on I intend to pray to someone else instead. Oh, Genevieve, St. Genevieve, where were you when my youth was sold? Dear Genevieve, sweet Genevieve, shan't I be young before I'm old? Where are the simple joys of maidenhood? Where are all those adoring, daring boys? Where's the knight pining so for me? He leaps to death in oh, where are a maiden's simple joys? Shan't I have the normal life a maiden should? Shall I never be rescued in the wood? Shall two knights never tilt for me and let their blood be spilt for me? Oh, where are the simple joys of maidenhood? Shall I not be on a pedestal, worshipped and competed for? Not be carried off, or better still, cause a little woe? Where are the simple joys of maidenhood? Are these sweet, gentle pleasures gone for good? Shall a few not begin for me? Shall kith not kill their kin for me? Oh, where are the trivial joys, harmless convivial joys? Where are the simple joys of me?
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with the Warwick Symphony Orchestra Music Director, Catherine Gagnon, and talking about concerts coming up in just a couple weeks. Catherine, let's recap the time and place.
Sure thing. Our season opener will be on October 15th at 7:30, and that is at the Scottish Rite Auditorium on Broad Street in Cranston, just at the entrance to Rhodes on the Patuxent. And we will have a repeat performance on October 16th at 3 at Shapiro Auditorium, which is located at Tollgate High School, Centerville Road in Warwick.
All right. And then down the road, just a few months later, and obviously we'll have to have you back again to talk about this, your holiday concert season will be going on.
Sure thing. We are presenting this year our holiday series, The Kingdom of This World, in collaboration with the American Choral Directors Association of Rhode Island. With their help, we are assembling a high school and college honors choir, and they will be rehearsing and performing with the orchestra. Additionally, we will be joined by the URI Concert Choir under the direction of Mark Conley. And Mark will be actually rehearsing the combined chorus for several movements of Messiah. And we are also going to present a world premiere of a work by Michael Kregler, who is an accompanist at Providence College and a wonderful composer. And his piece is going to be called Now Winter Nights.
And it's not too late for people to sign up to get involved with that, right?
Absolutely. The deadline for participation is early October. So any high school or college student who is involved in choral programming who wishes to be involved should again speak to their choral directors. They have received official invitations to be part of this group. We begin rehearsals at the very end of October.
All right. Gives you about a week or so to get the information and get involved. So do that and be part of this wonderful program that's going on. We've listened to a couple of different kinds of music, including selections from Camelot. And now we're going to go to a little old Blue Eyes.
Why not? In researching this season, I really wanted to touch upon things that were famous and really hip in the late 60s. And so I discovered that there were some just tremendously memorable pieces by Sinatra that were released in the year 1966.
And this one is called That's Life.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
As it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My.
Now, Catherine, as a person involved with music, a music director, I feel it's my obligation to give you as much background information on some of these old people as possible. And so, I'm just trying to help out here. Did you know that Frank Sinatra got his start in a barbershop quartet?
I did not know that.
That's right. That's true. The Hoboken Four.
Really?
Was where really where he got his start, and then he split off and went on his own and went downhill from there.
Mm.
Yeah.
But those blue eyes.
With those blue eyes. So that is a little trivia. And we're going to go from Frank Sinatra and what, you know, his beginnings with the Hoboken Four to another very, very famous quartet. So I'm glad you selected this.
Absolutely. What? How could we possibly present a program flashing back to 66 without touching upon the Beatles?
Well, that's a pretty famous quartet.
Absolutely.
Okay. And let's go to Eleanor Rigby.
Look at all the lovely people. Look at all the lovely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. For all the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Look at all the lovely people. Look at all the lovely people.
Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came, Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. Saved all the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Well, Catherine, sounds like this is going to be a wonderful program reminiscing and going back to the year 1966, both with the orchestra and some of the music that you've decided to play for your audience. Looks like a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. I spent a lot of time thinking about how to, you know, just get this program to meld together, and I think we've come up with a really great selection.
All right. One more time, we want to make sure that you get out and support the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. The show is going to be just in a couple weeks, October 15th and 16th. And let's go ahead and give them the place and times one more time.
Sure. First performance of the Fall Series Flashback 66 will be October 15th at 7:30 p.m. That's a Saturday night at the Scottish Rite Auditorium on Broad Street in Cranston. And the second performance will be on Sunday, October 16th at 3 at the Shapiro Auditorium at Tollgate High School, Centerville Road in Warwick.
And all of that information is available online at WSORI.org. So you can get the information if you didn't catch it after Catherine's mentioned it. You can get all the details. Can they actually buy tickets that way?
Can buy tickets online through Brown Paper Tickets. If you go to our website, again, WSORI.org, and follow the link, you can buy electronic tickets, or tickets will be available at the door. $10 general admission, children 12 and under free.
And if you'd like to do it the old-fashioned way, you can actually call and talk to a person.
You can actually give us a call. We have a phone number, and it is 401-287-8338.
And that information is online also.
It is.
All right. So give them a call. Operators are standing by. Actually, you'll get Catherine anytime, day or night. She just is sitting by the telephone waiting for you to call.
Sure thing.
Well, Catherine, so much. Thank you so much for coming in tonight and bringing your music and your thoughts to our audience. It's always great to see you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We're going to go out with a couple more Beatles tunes. And I think you brought along with you the song Yesterday and Fool on the Hill, right?
Yes, absolutely, from the Remembering the Beatles medley.
Remembering the Beatles medley. What a great way to go out. All right, and the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. But nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. See the world spinning round.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.